Mechanism. Today we're talking about the word mechanism. A word that sounds complex, but is surprisingly useful and quite fascinating once you get to know it. So what does it mean? Well, mechanism refers to a system of parts that work together to perform a function. It can be a physical device, like the inner workings of a clock, or a more abstract process, like the way our minds handle and process language. Essentially, it's about how things operate or work together. Now, let's break down the pronunciation. The word mechanism has four syllables and pronounced as mechanism. Let's go through it step by step. Number one, the first syllable, mech, is stressed. The e here has a short e sound, as in the word bed. So it's mech. Make sure to give this syllable emphasis. Number two, the second syllable, is a schwa sound, the relaxed sound. It's very soft and unstressed. Think of it as a gentle throwaway sound. Number three, next is niz, with a short I sound, like in the word sit. Again, this part is not stressed, but should be clear. Number four. Finally, we have another schwa sound. Keep it relaxed, almost like you're sighing softly at the end. All together, mech, niz, Try saying it a few times. Mechanism. Mechanism. Make sure the first syllable is strong and the rest flow smoothly. Remember, English rhythm is all about alternating between stressed and unstressed syllables. Tada tada. Mechanism. Mechanism. Tada tada. Mechanism. Mechanism. There's a secret mechanism that helps our speech sound natural and fluid. Speaking of rhythm, have you ever thought about the mechanism of English integration? In English, words work together like gears in a clock, forming phrases with natural stress patterns and smooth connections. This is something I teach in my accent training sessions. How the mechanism of stress-timed rhythm can transform your pronunciation. Alright, back to our word. Let's talk about some ways you can use mechanism in daily conversation. Number one, technology and science. The mechanism of this watch is incredibly intricate. Scientists are studying the mechanism behind how memories are formed in the brain. In these examples, mechanism is used to describe how things work at a detailed, almost engineering-like level. Number two, everyday conversations. The mechanism for opening this can is broken. I guess we'll need a new can opener. I need to figure out the mechanism of how this coffee machine works. It seems so complicated. See, you can even use it to sound impressive when you're just trying to get your morning coffee ready. Let's let's take a moment and think about how the mechanism of stress and rhythm in English. It affects how easily people understand you. When you master this, your speech becomes more natural and easier for native speakers to follow. For example, in my accent training lessons, we break down how different mechanisms of English pronunciation, like emphasizing the right syllables and linking words, it can make a huge difference. So that's your word for the day, mechanism. It's versatile, sophisticated, and a great way to impress your friends or colleagues. Remember to practice saying it with the right stress and rhythm. Mechanism. Mechanism. Until next time, keep practicing, keep listening, and think about how the mechanisms of English can work for you. Thanks for listening.